From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the man who used to be second in command at the Justice Department spoke publicly for the first time about the department's firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. James Comey was Deputy Attorney General during President Bush's first term. In his testimony before a House panel this morning, he said the U.S. attorneys who were fired were, in his opinion, some of the best prosecutors in the country. And he's worried that their dismissals have damaged the Justice Department's reputation beyond repair. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Jim Comey's always had a reputation as a straight shooter. He's exclusively served in Republican administrations, but no one's ever accused him of being driven by politics. Today he made clear that his love for the Justice Department is stronger than his love for its current leaders.
This is a hard time for folks at the department for a whole lot of reasons, and I think it's a time of great uncertainty and pain for people who love the Department of Justice.
The committee released an email that Comey wrote to one of the fired U.S. attorneys, Bud Cummins of Arkansas. Part of the message reads, "I will not sit by and watch good people smeared." What's that quotation about all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to remain silent? Thanks again for your leadership, Jim. Comey never once raised his voice during the hearing. It was like watching him calmly, quietly slide a knife between the attorney general's ribs and twist. Members of Congress asked one by one about the U.S. attorneys who were fired. The Justice Department has categorized all these prosecutors as weak, ineffectual, or disloyal. Here's how Comey responded when asked about John McKay of Washington.
I wasn't supposed to have favorites, but John McKay was one of my favorites.
Daniel Bogden of Nevada.
He is as straight as a Nevada highway and a fired-up guy.
David Iglesias of New Mexico.
I thought he was a very effective U.S. attorney. He was sort of the Bogden of New Mexico. Very straight, very able.
Paul Charlton of Arizona.
Very smart, very honest and able person, and I respected him a great deal and would always listen to what he had to say.
It went on like this until finally the chair, Democrat Linda Sanchez of California, asked Comey,
in your view and to the best of your knowledge, were there valid performance-based reasons to terminate any of these 6 U.S. attorneys?
Not in my experience with them.
So during your time?
During my tenure, no.
But the Justice Department also evaluated U.S. attorneys based on their loyalty to the Bush administration. One member of the panel asked Comey what loyalty means in that context. Comey said he doesn't know.
My people had to stand up before juries of all stripes, talk to sheriffs of all stripes, judges of all stripes. They had to be seen as the good guys and not as either this administration or that administration. We just couldn't get our work done if we were seen that way. So the trick in the Department of Justice was to have an organization run by political appointees who recognize that they have a special trust to protect this institution and to make sure it remains an other in American life. So it can serve all Americans. I mean, that's what the Department of Justice does.
In this controversy, some of the U.S. attorneys say they were fired because they refused to follow partisan political directives. And the Justice Department yesterday announced that it's looking into whether Monica Goodling, the former White House liaison, hired entry-level career prosecutors based on their political ideology. That would be a violation of federal law. One member of Congress asked Comey what impact that allegation could have on the Justice Department. He replied that to him, this is the most serious part of the entire controversy.
I don't know if there's any window you can go to get the department's reputation back if that kind of stuff is going on.
Eventually, Democrat Steve Cohen of Tennessee asked the witness whether the attorney general should resign.
If somebody that was the head of this department took actions that may weaken the department, would they be put on the weak list that might be those that were, you know, should go?
The time of the gentleman has expired, but we will allow the witness to answer.
After an awkward moment, Comey declined to answer the question, saying as much as he loves the Department of Justice, this is one instance where he's happy to be a private citizen. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.